waiting for us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
We're in the dark on this one.
It's a guest, I believe, checking in from Foxborough today, Patriots President Jonathan Kraft with us now.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
JK.
What's going on?
Guys. What is happening?
How you doing?
How are you? Good. You doing? How about you guys?
What are you doing calling this show?
I don't know. I was asked to. So, hey, any opportunity I get to speak to you, that's a great thing. I get to see Mark occasionally on the sidelines now, but I only get to see you in passing, so it's great. And the Bruins, that was awesome on New Year's Day. Are they there celebrating still?
No, they just had their practice getting ready for the game tonight, and
us moving on.
Us being a flagship station of the Bruins, we're excited to be down here at Warrior Ice Arena.
No, that was, I'll tell you, the spectacle, seeing them play out at Notre Dame, that was pretty cool, and then beat the Blackhawks, continue to get a little revenge for the Stanley Cup a few years back. So, anyhow.
Yeah.
So, look, I guess, am I supposed to, maybe you guys don't know.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine.
Yes, sir.
Like 24 years ago on Charles Lacquadera's Big Mattress Show, we went in and we announced that the Patriots were coming over to BCN, which became 98.5, the sports hub. And it's been an awesome partnership. I believe we were the first, maybe we were the second team to go FM, but we were the first or second team and to bring in that sort of rock station culture. And it's been an awesome partnership. And the Beasleys, who bought 98.5 a little over a year ago when they spun out of CBS, we've gotten to know them, and they're wonderful people, and I think they really appreciate what Boston's all about as a sports town and what an important station 98.5 is. And so we had a deal, our rights deal, which started 24 years ago, still had a couple of years to go, but we felt so comfortable with the Beasleys and Mary, who's taken over the station, Mary Mena, and all of you guys, that we've agreed to a long-term extension. So we're going to be on 98.5 for a long, long time to come. And hopefully, Zoe, you and Bob will follow in Gil and Gino's footsteps and continue to do the call the games. And if Mark could ever shave that beard, maybe we'd let him back on our sidelines and he could continue to do the pre and post game. But I was just calling in to say they asked me to do that, and it was something we started talking about earlier this fall, and we've agreed to a long term extension. So it'll be the home of the Patriots for a long, long time.
That is phenomenal. And I remember you started talking about this during the Kraftwerk stuff that Mark and Jim and Howie put together in the pregame. And going back to those early days where nobody knew what it was going to sound like, and I remember, some of the stuff was cut up with Gil, or what the heck's this rock and roll stuff?
Yeah, Gil didn't like the condom commercials.
Mr. AM guy, right.
BZAM guy didn't, but Gil had the pipes, and to be fair, I think Gil, it was a perfect balance. Oedipus's creative sensibilities, a rock program director doing football, and Gil, who was the epitome of just a classic play-by-play guy, and it's been a wonderful relationship. And I really still do remember that day because Robert and I went into Charles's show, and Charles was a friend, and Tank was there, and I'm sure most people don't even remember these names now, And we just sprung it on him, and it was great. And it's the partnership. It's got to be now one of the longest running in the NFL. And
that's
and
awesome.
Hopefully when we're done with this, we'll be at the top, which would be great. But we love, love, love the relationship with the station, and in particular with the two of you and with Bob. So
we appreciate that, man. Great. Keep this train rolling.
Jonathan, when you first made the announcement, was it during Michigas, the big mishmash?
Oh, Hardy, you're there. No, I forget what time. Hardy, and Hardy has replaced both of you as my wife's favorite personality.
We've been told that like multiple times.
By
the wonderful Patty.
He's smarter than the two of you. We literally, Tony Berardini, who did the deal, I mean, Oedipus was the creative guy, but Tony just sort of barged in, and we walked in with Tony. I think Charles might have thought he was getting replaced for the day, And we made the announcement. And I think today now across the NFL, everybody is on FM. And it was fun to lead the way. Football sounds so much better. Everything sounds so much better on FM. I mean, young people don't understand what even AM radio is probably, but that was the way we grew up listening to everything. So
it was a big deal when it happened. I mean, I was working in a different market, but it was one of the things that made BCN, you know, one of the standout stations. The fact that they, you know, did all the groundbreaking stuff that you mentioned, Oedipus and Tony Berardini, but also carried the Patriots on their airwaves, and was one of the things that we all look to. And it's great that you've managed to keep the partnership going through the format change and now the extension. It's really good news. So thank you.
Oh no, it's our pleasure. We're so excited to see what's going to come. And I think we even had a little hand in the evolution to full-time sports radio on FM. We've been talking to the people at CBS about it for years. It made sense. And I think Boston is the one market in America where I think multiple sports stations really can thrive. And when 98.5 became the sports hub, it was the first, that's what I think that made the launch so special. I think we started by playing the replays of our first three Super Bowls, and but the idea that you were going to have a 24/7 FM sports radio station, it's led the way. And Boston is such a great sports market. And anyhow, we're really excited that this is going to go on into the future, and that, you know, Carolyn and Brian Beasley had the confidence to do it, and I think Mary's enjoyed working with our folks, and so we're just excited.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jonathan Kraft. There has been a long-term extension of the rights for the Patriots
long-term.
To be here on 98.5 The Sports Hub heading forward for many, many years. Many years.
I will leave it at that. Hey, what do you do on your bye week, Jonathan?
I'll watch football. I'd like to go skiing, but I think I'll watch football and enjoy the fact that we have a week off. We've been so fortunate to have that week off now for a while, and it's fun to, you know, have a few friends over and just sit and watch the games and think about things, so it'll be good.
You say skiing so casually, like you go up to Wachusett and ski or something. Your skiing is not normal people skiing.
No, it's helicopter skiing.
It's dangerous. I've told you this before. Yeah. It's dangerous skiing. I'm nervous for you.
I don't. Thank you. Maybe for my age, maybe it's a little. I shouldn't be doing it, but I think the people that are good skiers out there who are much better than me, I don't know how dangerous they would call it, but skiing's like football. It's a lot of fun. That if you start doing stuff off of the mountain, you have to. It's what it really is. I think what makes football so great is that you have to use your mind. You have to be completely focused and see and understand what's happening, and then if your body's capable of rising up to the physical challenge of it, which mine usually isn't. But I think there's a lot to do with off-mountain skiing and football. It's similar.
Have you ever skied with the former quarterback prior to number 12 here, number 11?
No, Drew and I have talked about it, and we look at pictures together. Drew's a world-class athlete who grew up skiing out there. I'm just a schlepper from Boston, but we've exchanged pictures and war stories. He would ski me into the ground, but we enjoy talking about it together. And I'll tell you, Drew, you know, when this started, Drew was the quarterback, and I remember actually when Drew heard we were doing that, he thought it was pretty cool too, and he was listening to BCN. That was the station he listened to in town. And I mean, Scott, you were on the team, and I remember Drew commenting on how cool he thought it was.
Yeah, it was the rock and roll and the grunge part of it, and him being a Northwest guy, the BCN, you know, a little bit of alternative, and, you know, the Beastie Boys and the way Hardy used to mix it in. It was just, that's Drew's wheelhouse, man. Like,
Jonathan, we talked with David Andrews earlier. He was unwilling, as we expected, to say who they wanted to play, but you're perfectly allowed to say who you would want the team to play.
You know what? I want to play whoever we end up playing, because you know what? You can. It Scott, and Scott will tell you, you know, it's be careful what you wish for, because you don't want to wish for anything. It's the NFL, and you guys know better than anybody, anything can happen at any time. So you're lucky you have the week, because it lets you work on stuff internally. It lets the coaches and the advanced guys take a look at who the three potential guys are, and you get a head start on it. Which is the, you want the bye. You don't look to pick your opponent. If you're lucky enough to get the bye, you've gotten, as Bill said, you've gotten all you can ask for, because you won the game this week without playing. And you just take whoever comes, because I'll tell you, the AFC playoff field, I think, is, you look across it, every team is interesting and fun and exciting to watch, and they're all really good. And you play whoever comes to your place. And we're lucky to be at Gillette. We're lucky to be here, and hopefully whoever comes in, we can. The one thing I'm sure of is that they'll be very good, and then hopefully that week helps us get a little bit of an edge on whoever it is. And that's all you root for.
Now that 98.5, the Sports Hub, has received a long-term contract extension, I believe it's only natural to think Tom Brady is next, right?
Tom Brady, look, Tom, I'm only hesitating because there aren't adjectives to describe how exceptional he is.
Of course.
And anybody who doubts that is, you know, doesn't understand things. Tom's under contract for next year, and I think hopefully people have seen that, you know, there's a real understanding between all of us about how that situation is going to work into the future. And Tom, we're so lucky to have him as the quarterback and the leader of our football team. He was the MVP of the league last year, whatever, not that that matters. And I read something he said last week, because someone asked him about statistics. He said, all I care about is wins. And that's why he's Tom Brady. And that's why you wouldn't want anybody else quarterbacking your football team.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate it, man. Long-term extension announced today with 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the New England Patriots. We're fired
up.
And
I'm not shaving the beard. If I shave the beard, you lose.
I know. I didn't understand. You know, for those who are listening, Mark comes up to me. He comes up. He goes, because we had lost the Pittsburgh and the Dolphins game, and saw him on the sideline, and he had a beard, and he's like, "This is my victory beard." I thought Mark said he was going to shave when we won, but I guess he said, "I'm not going to shave till we win, and then I'm not going to shave again until we don't win anymore." So hopefully, I guess you're not shaving for a while.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't enjoy it. I told you, it's awful. It's ugly.
What does Patty think of Hardy's beard?
Listen, in my wife's world, I would lose my wife 10 out of 10 times to Hardy. So I don't know what – we don't discuss Hardy. I get very jealous. So we don't
We're totally
it.
Even, because my wife feels the same way about you.
She knows he's smart. He's cute. You know, he's got everything going. He's witty. He's got all the pop culture references. He knows sports. Whatever.
Yeah, my wife's more like Jonathan. He's a grown-up. He's an actual man doing grown-up things. Why can't you be more like him? So, yeah.
Great grass job.
Grass is always greener. Howard Stern doesn't hear about Hardy, because then I think Hardy's going big time. He'd blow everybody. He'd be perfect on that staff.
He sure would.
Can you put in a word for me, please? Thank you.
Jonathan, thank you.
Better
Jonathan,
place.
We appreciate
hey, guys,
it.
It's good to talk to y'all.
It's
Take
awesome.
Care.
All
Thanks.
Right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Jonathan Kraft, president of the New England Patriots, here telling us an announcement today. 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the New England Patriots have reached a long-term extension to continue broadcasting the New England Patriots.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.